Hello friend, it's your friend CA Rahul over here. Welcome to all new episode of this Basic of Stock Market podcast series. Today's topic is business process before listing. Before we get started, take pen and paper with you to understand the concept clearly. For example, you have started a private limited company with your friend with a total number of equity share as 10 lakh. Now, this 10 lakh shares has been divided between you and your friend on a 50-50% basis. The price of a share is decided as a 10 rupees. This price of a 10 rupees is the face value of a share. In a simple term, face value of a share is the original price of a share. Now, your capital is 5 lakh number of shares multiplied by rupees 10 comes to 50 lakh and the same as your friend as a 50 lakh. So the total capital of a company is 1 crore. After 2 years, you are in a requirement of a fund of 2 crore rupees. Now to fulfill this requirement, your company has a 2 options, either to go with a debt, that is a loan, or either to take an option of equity, that is sharing in your company. As your company has a total number of 10 lakh shares, you issued 2 lakh extra shares to be given to a new investor who will invest in your company. So now the total number of your shares has been 5 lakh with you, 5 lakh with your friend, and 2 lakh with a new investor. The new investor is ready to invest in your company 2 crore rupees with the price of 100 rupees per share. Now this price of 100 rupees has been decided based on the financials and the non-financial data of your company and the bargaining power of investors, as he is looking for the company's product and the reputation of a company in the past 2 years. As the price of a share has increased from 10 to 100, even your wealth have increased from 50 lakh to 5 crore. That is, you have 5 lakh shares with the price of 100 rupees now, which comes to 5 crore, and the same with your friend as a 5 crore, and the new investor has invested 2 crore. So if we add this 5 crore plus 5 crore plus 2 crore, it comes to 12 crore as the market value of a company, and the total number of shares are now 12 lakh. As your company is growing rapidly, after 3 years there is a requirement of a fund. Now the requirement of a fund are much more than 2 crore 3 years back. Now the requirement of a fund is 50 crores. Even now you have two options, either to go with a debt or with an equity. You have chosen again the option of an equity, but this time you have not chosen the private investor. You have chosen the path of public listing, that is to sell your shares to a public in general. How can you do this? You can do this by going to the market where buyers and sellers are. Where are the market where buyers and sellers are? This market is known as stock exchange. In India, there are major 2 stock exchange. One is NSE and another is BSE. That is National Stock Exchange and a Bombay Stock Exchange. These 2 exchange are regulated by SEBI. SEBI, Security Exchange Board of India, which laid down the rules and regulations that are followed by stock exchange. You have issued a new 5 lakh number of shares and you went into the market. Now, what will be the price of a shares? Here is the 2 method that are a fixed price issue, in which you as a company with financial institution, banks will decide the exact price of your share to be mentioned in a market to be bought by the buyers which are standing in the market. This price is based on the financial and the non-financial data of the company. And the second method is a book building issue. In book building issue, you will decide a range of the stock price. The range, suppose for example, is between 800 to 1200. As before 3 years the price of a stock was 100 rupees, so after 3 years with the looking forward to the growth and the financials, we have decided that the range should be between 800 to 1200, that is minimum 800 and maximum 1200. The base price of 800 is known as a floor price, and the maximum price of 1200 is known as a cap price. So the exact price will be decided by the buyers which are available in the market. Suppose the process of this listing went for 7 days. So what will stock exchange will do? It will inform you every single day that what is the condition of your stock, that is how much buyers are willing to pay for your stock. Suppose after 7 days the process get completed and the price stood as 1000 rupees. Now as the price stood to 1000 rupees, we have issued a 5 lakh shares that will be multiplied by 1000 rupees, that comes to 50 crores. So our requirement is fulfilled. Hence the total number of share comes to 5 lakh with you, 5 lakh with your friend, 2 lakh with the investor, and 5 lakh with the general public. This 5 lakh shares are known as a tradable shares, which are available in the stock market to trade. So the total number of shares with the company are now 5 plus 5 plus 2 plus 5, that comes to 17 lakh number of shares, and the wealth of you have increased from 5 crore to 50 crore because the price that has been decided in the market is 1000 rupees. So the total capital of a company comes to 50 plus 50 crore plus 20 crore with the investor plus 50 crore with the general public. That comes to 170 crore as the new market value of the company. So the 5 lakh shares with you, the 5 lakh shares with your friend, and the 2 lakh shares with the investor, this 12 lakh shares will be considered as the promoter shares, and the 5 lakh remaining shares will be considered as the tradable shares which are traded in the stock market. And the price of promoter shares will also be decided based on the tradable shares, that is traded in the stock exchange. And this process is known as initial public offering, that is IPO. You must have heard about the IPO, but the process behind IPO was that I have explained it now. If in future company need another fund, so they can issue again in a stock market, that is also known as follow-on public offer. Hence this was the concept of IPO. So friends, if you like this episode, please share with your friends and give your suggestion regarding this episode. Thank you for listening, and in the next episode I'll be discussing a practical example of the biggest IPO in the recent past, that is of IRCTC, that was listed on 14th October of 2019. So stay tuned with me. Thank you.